Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Got to tell you about my wasted morning.
Your wasted morning?
I think so.
What'd you do?
Spent the last hour with you. Hey-o!
Wasted.
I was running way early today. So decided to treat myself to a very large coffee at a gas station and a banana.
Oh, fun. You know how to party. Is that decaf coffee?
Heck yeah, it is.
Aw.
And when I do that, I usually take a different route in. Because I believe in, like, sometimes changing your routine is good to keep the creative juices
you
flowing.
You are way into that. You'll park in a different spot in the parking lot every day.
It forces you out of habit. Because when you fall in a habit, then sometimes your brain's like, I'm just going to turn off for a while, right? Uh-huh. So I'm coming in on First Ave, downtown CR, where the beautiful big fire station is by the Masons.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm past, where are we at here? Just down to the Doubletree, and there are lights coming down the hill behind me.
Oh, boy.
So I pull over in right next to the cookie van.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four full-size fire trucks, a battalion commander, two pickups, and, like, I think the fire truck's EMT truck. The fire department's EMT truck.
Wow.
So that is a 7 to 8 vehicle parade.
This is a serious incident.
I follow it.
You're not supposed to do that.
I'm a newsman.
No, you're not. You're a buzz guy.
I'm a buzzman. I'm a buzz guy. I'm connected to my community.
Right.
And I need to tell my community what's going on. So I follow them. At a safe distance.
Cat in tree.
And at any point, I'm like, if things get weird, I will go away.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not going to, like, get out of the car and start taking pictures or record people.
No.
I just want to see where it's at. Because at 4 fire trucks, this is a big deal.
That's curiosity has peaked. Yes.
Turn the corner. We're now at Pickle Palace Big Grove. The lights and sirens go off. I'm like, oh, we must be getting close. And then I continue to follow them. And then I kind of go, did they give up? What's happening?
No lights and no sirens.
I follow them through 8th. I go past Flying Weenie. I go past Ingredion. I'm like, oh, it's got to be a grain fight. Yep. Nope. I go past the entrance to Czech Village. Then I go into all of that flooded out property. And I'm like, are we going to the old landfill? Are we going to Mount Trashmore?
Yeah.
Nope. Then we go up the hill. And then that turns into C Avenue, maybe. I don't remember. And then old where Tanager is, right? And Wilson.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's got to be. Nope. And then I start seeing fire trucks coming back.
So it's nothing.
So I go to Wilson, do that roundabout by the Hy-Vee and such. I think maybe I could smell some smoke. I think something at Jones Park.
Maybe.
From that moment on turned into maybe.
But then somebody else got there first. They're like, it's out.
Was there another fire department that got there first?
Well, there's different, like, substations.
But why would they send 4?
Why would they send 4?
They sent the barn. Everybody was out.
I don't know.
It seemed like this was going to be a major story this morning, and I was going to be the first to report it in the buzz, and I got nothing.
So what did you learn? What is the lesson in all of this?
The lesson is do it again.
He learned nothing.
Nothing. What would you have done? First of all, would you have followed them?
No, because that's not where I'm going. No.
There were a couple moments where, like, I'm bad at direction. I'm going to get lost. But I was in areas where I felt comfortable, so I was okay. I'm like, as long as I can get to Wilson, I can get to work.
Lost in his own town.
That's the lead story, not potential fire. Dancing Arganza gets lost.
You today.
Fire truck.
Lost in the town he lives in with GPS on his phone. He was never seen again.
We don't know where he is. He's just wandering around.
But he does not know which way is north. We know he doesn't know which way is north.
I don't.
Dang it.
He's asking for directions using left and right, up and down.
Hi, do you know if I go left to get to work?
I think home is up. Can you help me?
My best guess is home is up.
Home is up?
Like, oh.
I thought I did the right thing. Maybe not.
Just just because it didn't pay off this time doesn't mean you shouldn't ambulance chase next time, right?
I'm not a lawyer. I'm not looking to sue somebody. I was looking to be on the scene of a breaking story.
You're like Gladys Kravitz.
Everywhere I drive, I always have a set of curtains so I can peer through them.
What's going on out there?
I want to report back. Come see this. Somebody's over at the neighbors.
I want you to still follow. And when you get the opportunity, if it's not too inconvenient and you won't get yourself
lost. No, you know what
lost.
I am? I'm a dog chasing a truck and I'm going to catch it one day and not know what to do with it. That's what I am. I'm a dog chasing a truck.
Oh, good luck next time. I hope next time you get a story out of it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Me too.
Eric almost had an experience this
morning. I almost
wrote
the story up as an almost. Or it was almost fired.
Hey, guys, we took care of it, though. Me and the guys took care of it.
I'll take credit for it.
Yeah. Nothing to see here. Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome.
The streets are safe.
Just doing my service for Cedar Rapids.
Keeping everybody safe. I'm going to keep you up to date with Z Sleaze, and we've got to get into a doozy of a story. I feel like I only have like part of a condensed version, but big announcement from the folks that created King of the Hill. They're bringing it back.
They are?
Uh-huh. There's going to be a reboot on Hulu.
I really enjoyed that show back in the day.
Super fun, very smart.
It was very smart, and I think when you come from any rural community,
you understand those characters.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. The character, it's all about those characters. And there was a specific character who is coming back for the reboot. However, Jonathan Joss, one of the voice actors, he played John Redcorn.
Yeah.
In the show, shot and killed by a neighbor.
Oh my God.
We'll get into that in Z Sleaze.
Wow.
Yeah, dramatic, right? And Miley Cyrus just admitted hates most of her tattoos. Also, Miley Cyrus just got a new tattoo.
She's like Pete Davidson.
I know. Are you sure about this? We'll get into it in Z Sleaze. And, you know, there's nothing worse than if you lose your job, it's a little bit of embarrassment, right?
When I got laid off at the factory, I'm like, that hurt. Because I'd never been fired before.
And like, I did something wrong.
Right.
And
totally.
Like, how do you tell people that? It makes you feel awkward. In China, there is a new service, I guess, that people can pretend to work. $5 a day, and you get to pretend you have a job.
I pay you to come in, and I don't have a job, but I pretend I have a job?
Yes.
There is something, though, about Asian culture where status and being employed.
It makes sense here, actually.
Like, if you don't have a job, like, you're shunned by your neighbors.
Right. But to say, like, I'm going to work still.
So you still put on a suit and you go pretend work.
Uh-huh.
You pay $5. What do you do while you're there?
You don't have to tell your friends or your family that you're unemployed. You can just do, like, freelancy stuff.
Shouldn't you be looking for another job?
Maybe that's what your job is there. I don't know. But, like, you're paying for a desk. You get Wi-Fi, coffee, and the theater of being at work.
It's kind of a co-working space.
Uh-huh.
Actually, what you just described is a coffee shop.
It's a coffee shop, but you have to pay for a spot.
Another $5.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Now I have a feeling
is the coffee free?
Well, I'm wondering, will American coffee shops pattern this?
Oh,
so you go in and you're like, I would like my coffee, and that's X. And like, are you going to sit down and use our Wi-Fi? That's another $5.
Yeah,
because that's what people do.
But I have a spot. The thing I like about this,
you
is
have a desk.
That's my desk, and I sit at my desk.
It's like a co-working, collab.
Yeah, but if you go in and you're like, uh-oh, somebody's at my desk today.
How do you kick them out?
This is gonna be
hey,
weird.
Fellow unemployed Chinese man.
Hey,
please move to your desk.
I need you to just
move. Life's not good for me right now, and I'm not feeling good about this.
It's not good for me either. Well, it's not good for me either.
Ah!
Okay. Well, maybe it won't work here.
It's a working plan.
I don't know
if things get hostile.
I don't know if it's gonna work here. We seem a little bit more territorial.
Just a hint more.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I'm going to start by thanking my friends at City View High School for inviting me to sit in on a presentation on inclusion. They had 5 students, all of whom were on these individualized educational plans or programs. And they were talking about basically the stigmas attached to those.
Yeah.
Both in the classroom and then what it's like in the real world. And they want, basically it's an educational presentation. First of all, I didn't know what an IEP was. I sat down, they started, I'm like, I have no clue what this is about.
Stop. Time out, time out. Fill me in.
So some of my comments back were like, the content was great. You just need like put the definition first. That needs to be the first slide. And then each student walked us through their personal journey when the plan was put into place and how they felt they've achieved success, but what it's going to be like when they move out to the community. So it was a great, great experience. I had a great time.
Interesting.
There were a lot of different business and community people in the room. I'm there like because I talk all the time, right? So like give us some pointers on doing presentations.
Sure.
And then other people were in there from a hiring standpoint, and they were getting ready to do a big presentation on inclusion in about 2 weeks in Cedar Falls. So this was practice. So that was my lunch yesterday. Had a great time. And again, I really, really appreciate it. We wrap up, and someone sitting across from me has been looking at me the entire time. And we knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized they weren't looking at me. They were looking directly to my right at a gift you gave me for my birthday.
Oh!
We wrap up the session, and she goes, Eric, is that the mug? I'm like, yes, this is my new hydro mug.
The mug that I gave you?
The mug that we've talked about on the radio now that I'm on my hydration journey.
The mug is famous?
Now is known in the community.
Wow.
They're like, that's Claire's mug. I'm like, yes. I said, Claire knows that when people give me gifts, I believe they should be used in front of the person who gave that. Like, if you give me a shirt, I'm going to wear that shirt in front of you. She's like, well, that was very wise because you will always have. I'm like, exactly right. The mug got noticed. This mug right here, big old metal
not your
Disney
face.
Mug.
No, the mug.
They
next
kept
to
looking
you.
At the mug because they're like, "Is that that's the mug?"
Could it be the mug?
It's my water mug. Claire gave me for my birthday.
The mug.
Yeah.
I thought maybe she knew that it had some sort of like added street value or something.
No, it's just the mug.
Actually, it's a collector's item. I'm like, really?
No. Well, Kylie here at work thought it was a cheetah or leopard print. And then she's like, oh, and it's an embossed Disney heads. It's Mickey.
I gave you an embossed cheetah print. That'd be awesome.
That might be my second mug, but my first mug is Disney mug. Thanks for my famous mug.
You're so welcome. Stop sipping. Stop sipping so hard.
That's what,
you're sipping too hard.
I'm not used to
it. I will take it away.
Do not take away my mug. It's famous. I love my mug. It's my safety mug. It's my security mug.
Then learn how to sip
This is part of the hydration journey. I don't know how to use straws well. I typically don't use them. I'm going to set it down mad now.
Sip softer. Okay.
Okay.
Whoa, he mad.
Oh, I chipped the counter. Oops.
Oh, dang it. It's fine. It's fine.
What's on your mind?
Well, okay. I need to know a little bit about your knowledge of curses because
yeah.
It has stuck in my brain. Like, I know celebrity deaths come in 3D. Like,
right.
Bad things happen in threes.
I usually believe it's tit for tat. I
oh,
feel like
balance.
There's balance on good and bad.
Okay.
And then I also have a theory that if I had a pretty good year, something crappy is going to land about December 30th. And that's happened to me a couple times.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Shannon went to the hospital around Christmas, cut her finger, right?
Okay.
There was that. Friend of mine backed into my garage with his pickup truck. I had to get it rebuilt.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah, all of those are like, both times, like, that's been a pretty good year. And then, like, yeah, so.
That's bad.
Good and bad, I believe, is on a scale.
Well, then maybe you're right. Maybe I needed a little bit of balance because I, like, you know, we had a nice vacation. The year's going really well. And then water in the basement over the weekend. Shout out to both my sisters. They came over immediately. They had dehumidifiers. And the one-shot photo I shared is us having some pizza while we waited on the plumber to do his thing and the service people.
The one where you have three glasses of wine in front of you?
It's one glass of wine and three other vessels. It's not a big deal. They weren't all filled with wine. I'm fine.
Okay.
But it helped. It was nice. It actually turned out to be like a fun pizza party, and we were just talking and laughing and stuff. And in the course of our conversation, my sister, Jackie, had told me about this new documentary that I have to watch because we like murder documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, great. And then as we were waiting for things to dry, I had turned that on, and later that evening, I think. And lo and behold, I get a call from her, and I pick up the phone. I'm like, hey, guess what? I'm watching the documentary that you recommended. And something in her voice made me stop because she's like, I need you. I'm like, what the heck happened? What's going on? she and her family driving home at night hit a deer. And like everybody's okay, but the car is not.
Oh,
and
God.
The deer is not. And we're not far from your house. Can you please come get us? So I have to go rescue her after she rescued me. I'm like, this is not.
That's
good.
Weird.
That's a lot, but that's a lot of bad, right?
Yeah.
Is that to even out the good that had been?
I don't think one vacation equals a flooded basement and a dead deer.
That's too much.
That's
right?
Too much.
I got something
you
good.
You got some good coming your way.
Okay, let's go, good.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Last May, 47 tornadoes. This May, state of Iowa had how many tornadoes? Claire.
25.
25 is, you're submitting that answer?
I don't know, okay? I don't know.
Zero.
I wanted to say zero, but
say
I felt
zero.
Like that was ignorant.
State of Iowa had zero tornadoes this past
so.
May. We had one severe wind report and a handful of hail. Last May, 47 tornadoes, 248 severe wind reports, and 82 hail reports. Iowa was drier in May, about 2 inches below in rainfall, leading to the drop in severe weather.
Okay.
Temperatures exactly where they were supposed to be, however. We started the month warmer than normal, ended cooler than normal, but our average was right at 60 degrees.
Okay.
A new Dubin's, is it Dubin? Dabin?
I don't know.
Dubin.
Dubin's.
Store is coming to Outlets and Marketplace Williamsburg, set to open June the 7th.
Oh, really?
The store will open up with a ribbon cutting at 9, public festivities at 10. They are based out of Cedar Falls.
I didn't know that.
15 locations plus across 6 states, and it is named for the Weikers family. Delaney, Amanda, Andy,
Duh,
Bo. And then IN is because it's inclusive to their family. Dobbin.
It wasn't for Da Bears.
No. And that might not be how they pronounce it. They might just want it to be pronounced.
Okay, because I always thought that it was just like you get bins there.
I've never shopped bin. I don't know how bins work. Do you buy the bin and then whatever's in the bin, you get the bin?
I don't know.
Or do you just like, you've got to harvest stuff out of the, you don't know?
You get stuff in the bins and then you get stuff out of the bins.
My thought for Da Bin was there was another bin company that used different, like they wanted the A in there so it came up sooner in searches.
Ah.
But no, it's named for family members. So good for them. And congrats on expanding your Da Bin global empire. Cedar Rapids Community School District breaking ground on an expansion at Washington High School. This Wednesday morning, about 10 o'clock, school district reps and community leaders will be on hand to celebrate the construction of a new freshman academy and state-of-the-art career and technical education facility, both coming to Washington High School.
Lovely.
This goes hand-in-hand with kids had to kind of know their career, not their whole career path, but they had to start picking some areas of focus.
Areas of interest.
Expansion will include hands-on learning opportunities and expand career pathways for students. So big groundbreaking coming as school winds down in Cedar Rapids. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Okay, there's a little bit of excitement. A lot of the streaming platforms are talking about what they have coming up. And Hulu is excited to be bringing back King of the Hill.
King of the Hill's coming back?
Yeah.
Awesome theme song.
So great.
Let's go stand by a fence and drink beer.
The world changes around you, but you just still drinking the same beer.
Bum, bum.
Season 14. Will be coming to Hulu on August 4th.
So at 13 on Fox.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
13 regular seasons. Now this reboot is season 14. Hank and his wife had to move to Saudi Arabia for propane reasons.
For real? Peggy?
Peggy and Bobby. Hank had to move for a while, but they come back to Arlen, Texas, where Bobby is all grown up.
Okay.
And he's a chef.
Oh, really?
In town. Yeah. Who would have thought what Bobby would be when he grew up? But they're now retired, you know, and what is going to happen in this slice of life? We'll find out. Season 14. However, little bit of drama. One of the actors from King of the Hill, his name is Jonathan Joss. He died Sunday night after being shot by his neighbor outside of what was left of his San Antonio home. 59 years old. He played John Redcorn on King of the Hill. Remember that character? So Jonathan Joss was gay. He and his husband Tristan, and Tristan's giving us his version of exactly what happened, but it goes a little bit further back than just this past Sunday. In January, Jonathan's childhood home burned down and one of the dogs died in the fire.
Oh my God.
Terrible, right? They apparently had some indication that this had to do with them being gay and that it was their neighbors having problems with their life and
lit his childhood home. And
they had threatened that they would do that. And then all of a sudden the house ends up burning down. That's not cool. On Sunday, Jonathan and Tristan went to check on the site, you know, waiting on insurance and all that stuff. They went to check their mail and they found the skull of one of their dogs in its harness placed in clear view in front of the house. So obviously they were distraught. There was yelling and crying. And then a man approached yelling gay slurs at them. And he raised a gun, pointed it out at them, and opened fire. Tristan says that Jonathan pushed him out of the way and saved his life, but he was struck and died on the scene.
My God, and why aren't these people in jail?
I know. I'm like, well, this is all incredibly traumatic. The suspect, it was booked on a murder charge, so that's...
What about the arson?
Who's in charge of the arson? Let's figure out the fire thing, too. Like, I don't know. Like, this just got way more dramatic than a new season of King of the Hill.
I don't want to... How can you hate that much?
To do
what
that?
Does your life have to be like that you hate... That much.
That's
that you
want
to kill another person.
Ah, I'm like, oh, that's a...
That's horrible.
A lot. Also horrible, the It Ends With Us disaster of a court case back and forth between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. Blake Lively's team has withdrawn, without prejudice, two of her claims relating to the case. She had claimed emotional distress, and so... Justin Baldoni's team had asked, well, what's your proof on emotional and physical distress? Do you have doctor's notes?
Right. Went to the therapist.
Did you go somewhere to get checked out at a clinic? Like, what is your proof of emotional and physical distress? And Blake Lively's team has taken that accusation away.
Without prejudice.
Without prejudice. Thank you very much. So we'll see how the court case moves forward. Her team says, we're just streamlining and focusing our case. And they're just publicizing the fact that we're taking this off. So I don't know. I don't know what that does to their side of the argument.
Maybe each side just keeps removing something. And then at some point, it's gone.
And this way?
And it just goes away.
And maybe the court case will just go away.
That's what I'm hoping for.
And then it really will end with you. Okay, Miley Cyrus, in a recent interview, revealed that she regrets 80% of her tattoos.
That's most of them.
Most of your tattoos.
That's a high majority.
Now, she doesn't regret them all the way. Like, not enough to get them lasered off. But she's like, I love my cat. I really shouldn't have gotten that one. I love my dog. But, you know, having a pit bull in every single picture of me for the rest of my life is kind of intense. There's just a few that I could do without. Meanwhile.
It's what everybody tells you. It's permanent.
It is permanent. It is there with you forever. Meanwhile, Miley Cyrus also gets new tattoo. It's pretty small, but the tattoo artist shared this information with the world. It's just a small word on her right shoulder, and the word is muse.
No explanation?
No. Muse.
Is she thinking a muse, or is she someone's muse?
Maybe she's a muse. I don't know.
I'm amused by this topic.
How amusing.
It is.
Just be very careful, Miley, remember?
God, I hate all these tattoos. Get me one more.
One more. Just let's see how I do with one more. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Saturday is the day that Orchestra Iowa is going to take to the field at Veterans Memorial Stadium to bring you the movie Field of Dreams on the big screen, on the Jumbotron. And the orchestra is going to be playing all of the music from the movie while set up on the field.
Yes, let's figure out what it takes to do that feat. The guy behind the baton, this is Maestro Tim Hankowicz. Good morning,
hey,
Maestro.
Maestro.
Well,
welcome.
I loved your earlier segment. Can I get into the fun? It's like, shh, you might wake him.
If you whisper, if you might wake him, you ask him a question.
If he'll just roll over.
Let's get done this entire interview.
Oh, yeah.
In a whisper.
That's not creepy. No, not at all. Not at all.
You guys have built this fun tradition of doing these soundtracks and movies in the Paramount Theater.
Right, yeah.
What's it like outside?
Yeah.
Well, it adds an extra dimension of complexity. But first, let's tell our audience what it's not. It's not just the orchestra playing the music.
Okay.
What it is the film as you know and love it. But the only difference when you listen and watch it at home is that the musical soundtrack has been scrubbed from it. And so the orchestra has to do it in real time. And so as a result, I have my own personal video screen that has a whole lot of data on it. And it tells me when to start the music, what tempo to start the music, when to stop the music. It tells me what measure I'm supposed to be on. It tells me which beat in the measure I'm supposed to be on. So the music absolutely syncs with what's going on the screen. That's a real, that's a trip. I got to tell you, that's a lot of stress and a lot of fun at the same time.
You guys have done this before with movies, with soundtracks, but you're taking it out of doors. I just have to think that adding nature into the whole mix is a different ball game.
Yeah,
pun intended.
Well, offline we were actually talking about physics and how sound doesn't move as fast as light. So when I am putting the music together with the dialogue and the sound effects, and that goes through the speakers and hits the audience's ears, that it naturally will actually be slower than what the Jumbotron is doing. So we actually have to delay what's being broadcast on the Jumbotron so it actually syncs up, so it doesn't look like a spaghetti western where the dialogue is
off.
Everything's just slightly off. So there's an interesting tech sort of delay problem we have to solve, and we have, and it's going to be wonderful.
Wow. It's going to be fantastic. And on top of that, I was telling Claire earlier, I've not yet been to the ballpark this season, and I've not yet had my ballpark hot dog.
Shame.
I'm looking forward to an orchestral performance and a movie with a hot dog.
As God intended.
Absolutely.
Or if I don't want to go the hot dog route, please tell us about the Hankowitch.
This is one of the great honors of my life, and I'm not joking. To have a sandwich named after you. So when we sat down with Scott Wilson, the general manager, he said, okay, how do we build your burger? And I said, well, I am Iowan, I am Canadian, and I'm Ukrainian, and I want to fuse those. And so it's going to be a breaded tenderloin topped with Canadian bacon.
Perfect.
Interesting.
With a pierogi on top. And that is, it's kind of like a ravioli. It's a dough pocket filled with mashed potatoes and cheddar cheese.
We're not done.
Let
him finish.
And for a little zing, some provolone cheese and some garlic aioli, and that's drizzled with thick beef gravy to give it that sort of poutine flavor.
Oh my God!
And my God, most of it will be on your lap and your face and
my beard.
Oh, it is a mess to behold, and it is so good. And like three bites will make you gain 20 pounds, but it's worth it.
It sounds
heavy. It's awesome.
The Hankowitch.
The Hankowitch. With a side of angioplasty. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, you're going to need it. You're going to love it. That's
available not only during the performance, but you can get that now at a Colonel's game, right?
Yeah. Well, that's in honor of our 20th season coming up.
Perfect.
Yeah. So it'll be
which is exciting as
Oh my God. I know.
This season, I mean, this is kind of the end of this.
This actually finishes our season, and what a way to do it. Nothing says Iowa like Field of Dreams, and to do it in a ballpark, and I have to say, it is so fun to do these projects, you're actually kind of part of the production now, playing the music with the film is, it's really it's a great treat.
At a ballpark.
At a ballpark.
Right?
It's just the ambiance.
With a corn processing plant right behind it.
Yeah.
It seems like it's magic.
Dog and a beer or a Hankowitch.
Yeah, all of the above.
Yeah.
So I'm looking on your website. Tickets, by the way, artsiowa.com. I see 7 o'clock start. Are we trying to get the doors at 7? The first beat at 7?
Oh, great, great, great question. Because come early, because at 6 o'clock we have some events for kids. We have musical petting zoos, so they can actually play instruments and they can crawl all over sort of things.
Yay!
And then stick around because there's fireworks right at the end. So.
What?
Yeah, I know!
Oh my gosh!
At a symphony program, there's fireworks as God had intended.
With a Hankowitch!
Explode in the air.
You're making me cry.
USA!
This is awesome.
USA!
Canada! We're celebrating in Iowa on top of that.
Oh my God. This is a thing of beauty.
Oh my God.
It is.
My goodness. Well, it's not to be missed, obviously. We got a lot going on. Make sure that you get your tickets. How can people most easily do that?
Artsiowa.com or orchestraiowa.org, and that'll do it.
First thing right there on the website.
You bet.
Easy enough.
Maestro, we'll see you on the ball field.
Always a pleasure. You guys are crazy.
Put him in, coach. She's ready to play.
You're reading the English.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Maybe. Adventureland is kind of an answer to this question, but I was talking to her mom and we were talking about summer plans and it's so busy. She was just saying that they have so much baseball on their calendars. She was thinking maybe this year save a little money and do kind of a local staycation getaway.
You consider how much money just goes into that club or team sport.
Oh, yeah.
And you're traveling there anyway.
Yep.
But to actually maybe find an open weekend or a long weekend. And so when you say local, are you just maybe something in the state of Iowa?
Yeah, in the state of Iowa, just kind of in our area. There's a lot of great little treasures. Some people had some suggestions on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Like, you know, look at Czech Village and Nubo. You could just kind of take a little afternoon and go through.
If you've got a little one, they've got that candy store and the ice cream store.
Yes, that ice cream.
And if you just handed the little one a $20 bill and said, whatever you want.
Go crazy.
No questions asked. That would make their year. Right?
Yes. Yes.
So that's the question for Momtroversy. Whatever you consider the word local to be, what is a great local vacation? As school is wrapping up this week, what a great way to help out other families as that calendar is just starting to unfold in front of them for all of the summer memories that they're trying to make.
Yeah, there's lots of great places, and you don't have to drive too far. You could take a little trip to Ben's Amana Colonies.
Exactly.
Right?
Ben's Amana Colonies. Charming. Nice
so
little
charming.
Walk down, stroll down the street.
We should maybe give away a personalized tour from Ben.
How about this?
What a trip.
You could escort someone through Williamsburg.
Oh!
I'll take someone to Washington, and Ben could take some of the Amanas.
It is a guided tour. Anybody in? Anybody?
Hey, Dino's Pizza on my list. I don't know about you. What's a great local vacation? What's a spot maybe you just overlook because you see it all the time?
Yeah.
But the more you think about it, like that would be a nice place for a day or a weekend, right? A picnic in Ellis.
Yes.
We spent so much time on the river there last weekend. Or last week, it was beautiful.
It's a beautiful location. I've lived here for years, and I've never been on that spot. So what would you do if you were thinking, I'm going to plan a staycation for the family?
Helping raise your kids the Scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Momtroversy. We do this every Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, kind of doing
families.
A little bit of group think on today. It's about what would you do if you wanted to do a little staycation? Where would you take your family? I was talking to a mom, and she was talking about how the summer hasn't even officially started for her family, but they're looking at the calendar, and they're trying to find some time to do it. She's like, it's just going to have to be a staycation this summer.
But staycations are great, right?
Yeah.
I love them. So we try to take a trip somewhere new every year, but we do go to Clear Lake, Iowa, every year.
Fun.
They have a big beach. They have I can't even think of what it's you know, where you go get the splash pad.
Oh, fun. We've done pontoon rentals, too. That's a big lake to explore.
Yeah.
It is. And you can drive around the entire lake in a day, and there's cool ice cream shops. There's different parks. There's a lot to do.
I like
those.
The
downtown's cool.
Yeah, those small towns that kind of embrace the charm of maybe you're kind of going back in time a little bit.
Right. A little getaway.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Clear Lake, we'll put it on the list.
Love it. Thank
Clear
you so
Lake.
Much.
Thanks.
You're
Have a
welcome.
Great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
We did a Clear Lake getaway with some friends, which included staying in Mason City because there is a Frank Lloyd Wright designed hotel.
Ooh.
So that's very charming and,
yes.
and very culturally significant. You can also drive near the Buddy Holly crash site.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You got to trespass, but everybody does.
But
so
everybody
it's fine.
Does it.
It's
so
fine.
If we're all doing it. Come on, get in. Let's go. We're all doing
But that makes for a nice, easy weekend trip. And then Mason City, also the home of Meredith Willson and the Music
the
Man.
The Music Man.
Yeah, there's a lot to do there. I was getting confused because she mentioned Clear Lake, and we did. We rented a pontoon and had a great time on the lake. I sometimes get Clear Lake and Lake Okoboji mixed up.
Oh, yeah. Boji, baby.
Is that what people call it?
Yeah, well... My family, we just call it Boji.
Do you really?
Boji, baby.
Because I've always wanted to go to Arnold's amusement park, and I've never
Arnold's
been there before.
Park. Oh, my. We did like
in
a
Boji,
big,
baby?
Boji, baby. When I was growing up, like all of our cousins and stuff, we'd all go. It was so fun in Boji, baby.
You've been to Arnold's Park?
Yeah.
It's got like one of the oldest roller coasters in the U.S.
Yeah, it's really
fun. I want to go to that.
It's a fun afternoon.
Well, if that's a place you've been, we would love to hear. All suggestions are great because that is our Momtroversy today and tomorrow. What is a great local vacation? What do you have to say?
Okay, I have a family of six, and normally we just go to like Iowa City.
Oh, yeah.
And There is, we live, we're from Washington, and there is a new, like, little thing that used to be in the nail salon off of the, so in the Coralville Mall.
Uh-huh.
There is, it's a slime kitchen.
Oh, slime kitchen, yeah.
Slime kitchen, fun.
Yes, so like if you have all different ages like I do, you have a slime kitchen right there, and then you also have the children's museum. But then if you have teenagers, you also have the mall.
So a Washingtonian, fellow Washingtonian,
yeah.
Making a day trip to Coralville, that sounds nice and easy, especially for a big family.
I love that that also covers everybody, too. Like,
right.
Even if you're not together, you're all in the one spot, having a good time, everybody's happy.
Now, if you are an Iowa Cityan and want to go to Washington for the day, may I set up the itinerary for you?
Let's hear what Eric's Washington has to offer.
You start with the Washington Square. You get a cup of coffee at Dodici. Then you enjoy browsing the locally owned shops and the fact that we've got a water fountain in the middle of our square. It's beautiful.
Ooh.
Oh, no, I'm hungry. It's lunchtime. Perhaps you would like to go grab a lovely bite to eat at Dino's Pizza.
Are they open for lunch?
Hope so, because I just said so. I don't know.
In a perfect world, yes.
Perhaps take in a movie at the State Theater, the oldest movie theater west of the Mississippi or in America. It's in the Guinness World Records.
Wow.
Maybe you need to work off that big Dino's Pizza. Might I suggest the Kiwash Trail or a nice time with your family at the Rocket Slide in Sunset Park.
Oh, that sounds like a precious day.
It's a lovely day. And you could play golf at the Washington Golf Course, and I can show you where my house is, where my house was. I don't live there anymore, but I can show you where I used to run around.
They keep telling him that. They're like, you don't live here anymore. We live here now.
Stop knocking on the door.
Sir, no, you can't come in. No.
That's Eric's Washington. Can I come in, please?
I just want to show these guys where my bedroom was.
It's that window right there. What's a great local vacation? That's our question for Momtroversy at 200-1029.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.